Good morning, everyone. Did you know there are more private military contractors in Afghanistan than U.S. troops there? We're going to talk more about the growth and oversight of military contractors in just a few minutes. But let's first check in on today's top news stories. Les?
Firefighters battling the huge station fire north of Los Angeles are making some progress. The wildfire in the Angeles National Forest is now 28% contained. That's up 6% from yesterday. The late Senator Ted Kennedy's memoir will be published this month. Our partner, The New York Times, obtained a copy of the book. It provides new details about life in the famous Kennedy family. It's a 532-page memoir, and it includes, among other things, the senator's personal account of his battle with brain cancer, the 1969 car accident that killed a woman in Chappaquiddick, and his struggle with alcohol.
Ximena is no longer a hurricane. The storm that once packed 150-mile-an-hour winds is once again a tropical storm as it moves up Mexico's Baja Peninsula. More than 50 people are dead after yesterday's Indonesian earthquake. The 7.0 magnitude earthquake damaged thousands of buildings and forced over 5,000 people into temporary shelters. And here's an interesting stat. Violent crime in the U.S. held steady in 2008. According to a report just released by the Justice Department yesterday, the findings show around 4.9 million violent crimes were committed in the country last year. Those are some of the top stories we're watching today.
So, John, you were saying that there are more military contractors, private contractors in Afghanistan right now than U.S. troops. There are, in fact, 68,000 of them working in Afghanistan right now.
And Talk about a surge.
Yeah, we're expecting thousands more to enter the country this fall. And, you know, we had a lot of scandal with some of the private contractors in Iraq, and it looks like we're headed for some more trouble with contractors in Afghanistan and still in Iraq.
There were some things going on in Kabul, which we were not aware of, but frankly, we should have been aware of them.
That is State Department spokesman Ian Kelly. They are talking about an incident with the guards from the Armor Group North America. That's a private security firm that guards the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. Joining us right now is Doug Brooks. He's the president of the International Peace Operations Association. They're a trade organization for military contractors. So, Doug, is Armor Group a member of your organization?
Yes, they are a member. We have over 60 companies from around the world. About a quarter of them are actually security companies, but the vast majority of our industry is really the logistics and support side. When you talk about, for example, the 70,000 contractors or so in Afghanistan, about two-thirds of them are actually Afghans, doing most of the work in terms of reconstruction, in terms of supporting military operations, convoys, things like that.
But going back to Armor Group, how much does this make your job harder? I mean, is this a big blow for your organization in terms of public relations?
So when you operate in weak and failed states, you're always going to have problems and issues that pop up. I mean, this is one that Armor Group, which has been a fine company, is going to have to address, and we'll see. I think this has been something that the State Department has been working with them for some time. And I think that the key issue is how is the contract being handled. And I think that's something that there were some issues that were raised in that report that Armor Group's going to have to address, and they're well aware of that.
We're talking about a slew of photos that I think the best that can be said of them is that they were obscene, that came out of Armor Group employees who admittedly were off hours when the photos were taken. We also have Jeremy Scahill here. He's the author of Blackwater, The Rise of the World's Most Powerful Mercenary Army. Jeremy, you were writing about Blackwater, and really, we've seen trouble with private contractors in the recent past. We're talking about a company in terms of Blackwater. They just had their contract renewed in Iraq. This is a company that was banned by the Iraqi government. Five of its soldiers have been charged with manslaughter in the death of 17 Iraqis. That was back in 2007. So why is Blackwater still in Iraq?
Well, I mean, we're talking about when we discuss these private contractors, particularly the armed contractors. They operate for all practical purposes in a law enforcement free zone. Yes, there were five Blackwater guys that have been indicted on manslaughter charges, a sixth that has pled guilty. But the fact is that this company, which has been under investigation by the Internal Revenue Service, by the United States Congress, has multiple grand juries looking into it. The fact that it continues to win contracts in both Iraq and Afghanistan and continues to work covertly for the Central Intelligence Agency indicates that we have not come very far in terms of holding these contractors accountable. The reality is that, you know, Doug Brooks tries to talk about Armor Group and then skip on to the next subject as though you didn't really ask the question. The fact is that Armor Group was a founding member of the International Peace Operations Association, has played a major role in the formation of Doug's organization, and has had a historic record of misconduct in Afghanistan, and they have not been effectively confronted with their misconduct, and that's what leads to a situation where you have supervisors peeing on other people, making them drink alcohol off of each other's body parts, fondling each other while they're supposed to be actually providing security for the United States Diplomatic Service in Afghanistan. The fact that
okay, well, Jeremy, hold on one second. Let's get a comment from Mr. Brooks on that.
Obviously, there's the frat boy photos, and that's stuff that they're doing on their own time. And if it doesn't impact on the
well, own time being paid taxpayer money, their own time being paid taxpayer money, though.
These are embassy guards.
If it impacts on the contract, it absolutely is an issue. Now, I think you have a question: do you want companies to essentially watch their personnel every single day and make sure that their behavior is in a certain way? And I think we see that in the military a little bit too much. But it is, if you're a private citizen over there. You know, should you have
they're
the government
representing
looking over
the United States?
Exactly.
Aren't they representing the United States?
I'm sorry.
When they're on duty, they
they're
absolutely are. Well, they're not representing the United States. They're a company that's supporting the United States. This is why you use contracts.
Jeremy, go ahead.
When they receive federal money, they are certainly representing the United States. The fact of the matter is that if these guards off duty are creating, in the words of the report that started this, a climate of fear and coercion with those guards who declined to participate, often ridiculed, humiliated, demoted, or even fired. If you create those kinds of circumstances for people that are supposed to be protecting U.S. personnel, you are putting those U.S. personnel at risk. That's not my
opinion. I think
opinion.
We have to be clear that we only have the one side of the issue so far. So we only have the one side of the issue so far. The State Department hasn't responded on this, and nor has Armour Group. And I think we need to get their perspective before we come down and start making such allegations.
But State Department spokesman has already raised Ian Kelly has already raised the question that, you know, that some changes may be made to that contract.
As with any contract, we have a number of options available to us. And whether or not we exercise those options, I don't know.
I assume that means that there's an option of canceling the contract or in some way reducing them. But as we said earlier, there were allegations about Blackwater and a lot of trouble with Blackwater in Iraq, and their contract has been renewed. So what kind of – it doesn't seem like there's a lot of accountability here, Jeremy.
No, I don't – I mean, as I see it, you've had some token cases where contractors have been held accountable for their misdeeds. I've been talking recently to people from several of these companies who say that a lot more is going to come out on the misconduct and the criminal activity of individuals and companies operating in both Iraq and Afghanistan. The fact that Blackwater is allowed to continue to work not only for the Pentagon, despite the fact that its operatives allegedly killed Afghan civilians in May, something that the Pentagon is investigating right now. They work for the State Department, where they come in contact on a regular basis with U.S. diplomats, and they work for the CIA as part of the drone bombing program.
Okay. I think we're going to give the last word quickly. Doug Brooks from the International Peace Operations Association. Should we feel safe with contractors protecting our interests overseas?
Look, we got tens of thousands of contractors from all nationalities. Mostly they're locals, and they're doing it. I'd like to point out, we have the best-supported supplied military operation in history.
Okay, great.
Yes, there are issues. They need to be addressed.
Jeremy Scahill is the author of Blackwater, The Rise of the World's Most Powerful Mercenary Army. Thank you to both.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.